It's Wednesday, March 20th, and you're listening to Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. There is a crisis in Idaho. The state attorney general, Lawrence Wasdin, calls, quoting here, a plague that seemingly affects everyone. The AG is referring to robocalls, and Lawrence Wasdin recently signed a letter with 53 other state and territorial attorneys general urging Congress to address robocalls. Joining us today to discuss this scourge is Rebecca Barr. She's from the Better Business Bureau and from the State AG's Office, Consumer Protection Division Chief Brett DeLange. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rebecca?
Yes?
What's a robocall?
Anytime you're answering the phone and it's a machine on the other end, or maybe a machine sounds like it's picking up and then redirecting, that's a robocall.
And remind us, how do they get our numbers?
Your number is public information, so they're getting your number from anywhere. They're trading information.
Are they buying our numbers?
Oh, yeah. They're buying information. They're finding them sometimes legally, sometimes illegally, and there's no stopping them. No one is untouched from this.
And spoofing, we hear a lot about that. What is spoofing?
So spoofing is a way to mask your phone number to make it look like a 208 phone number. Make it look like it's your neighbor calling you and you're more likely to pick up. Then they can also put the caller ID to say FBI, IRS, Ada County Jail, anything like that. So make it look like it's more believable.
And it is becoming more sophisticated, technically.
Oh, yeah. Scammers and con artists are using this technology to their advantage and using it to con people, unfortunately, out of personal information and lots of money.
Brett? This is much more than inconvenience. Can you speak to what's at stake here? There's quite a bit.
Well, there's a variety of things at stake. Privacy is at stake. Fraud is at stake. Lost, financial harm is at stake. A lot is at play.
Talk to me how people can get drawn into scams. You talked a bit about privacy and probably even our economic well-being.
Well, sure. Robocalls fundamentally are intrusive. We see a call, we think it's from someone local. It's not. It's really someone over from India, and we answer the phone. Well, our privacy's been intruded upon. Some robocalls obviously are worse than that. They're fraudulent. But even the robocalls that are, a purported political survey or something. They're intrusive upon us. Many of us don't want those sort of calls. And, if we had a choice, we'd not want them being placed.
Do you have a sense of how many are illegal and how many are legal? How many are legit?
I don't have a sense of a breakup. We have some numbers that in 2018, Idahoans received about 240 million robocalls.
What?
It's an astronomical number. And if if there's just a million Idaho phones out there, do the math. That's a lot of robocalls that we are receiving. I don't want to say that a certain number of those are fraudulent. I suspect virtually every one of those were unwanted.
I'm stunned. Give me that number one more time.
Oh, there's national numbers that come in at about 48 billion. If you just take Idaho's population average, we're about one half of 1%. That still comes out to 240 million.
Mm. And again, where might these be sourced? Where do they operate out of?
Well, they can. Technology right now favors the bad guys. They can be anywhere in the globe. A lot of these calls are overseas. They're coming from the Caribbean and India and elsewhere. But they're coming from within our country too. These are more often than not computer generated. And in fact, it's even got to the stage where a lot of these are the result of phone numbers bought on lists. There's computer programs out now that just call every number iteration. And, they don't even need a list. They just call, and if it's answered, they connect, the message. So, they do it nonstop. Machines, computers, they don't get tired. They just keep calling.
Indeed. We're speaking with Idaho Consumer Protection Division Chief Brett DeLange and from the Better Business Bureau, Rebecca Barr. We'd love to hear from you on this topic. If you have an experience you can share, communicate with us via email. We are at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. On Twitter, we are at KBSX915, or you can find us on Facebook. Okay, who's contacting your office? Paint us a word picture. I'm guessing it's all demographics who are calling and complaining and don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of reports to the BBB scam tracker, and it's constant nonstop of people reporting about these robocalls saying they're the Social Security Administration, the FBI, the IRS. I mean, it's the whole gamut of authority figures. And some of them can be very alarming, you know, threatening to be arrested, that they're going to be knocking on your door. And if they catch you off guard, you might just fall for it.
And Brett, I'm guessing that these calls are coming in, these complaints are coming into your office pretty regularly.
Yes. And we're getting robocalls are just the fact that it's a telephonic, you know, a machine generated. We also, you know, Idahoans are also getting other types of, you know, unwanted telephone calls. A lot of the imposter scam calls pretending to be the local jury commissioner or the utility or the IRS, those are live person calls often, but they're more often than not, these ones are crooks from overseas. They're just criminals. And, you know, they're calling from overseas. It used to be in the old days, you know, the man from River City would have to come to your town and set up shop and sell his snake oil. Well, with today's technology, they don't have to come to town. They can just connect a few wires and fire up, you know, a computer and dial from India.
So, Brett, what happened to the Do Not Call registry?
Well, it is a privacy, and it works with respect to telemarketers who obey the law, and there are telemarketers out there who do, but it's not an anti-fraud sort of law, and quite frankly, the crooks don't obey it. I mean, if anything, if your number's on the Do Not Call list and you are nevertheless called, that's probably a pretty good sign the person on the other end is a crook because they're breaking the law. They're not supposed to be calling you. So the Do Not Call list is never going to stop the con guy because he's just blasting right through that and is calling.
Okay, I want to hear from both of you. Rebecca, first, if you could address this. What's my recourse? How can I fight this?
The best thing to do is do not answer calls that you don't know. The more you interact with these phone calls calling you, you're going to get that green check mark right next to your phone number that you're answering that phone, and the next time you might fall for it. Mm. So block the phone numbers, don't answer. Use these apps that the cell phone providers are starting to come out with that are trying to stop these fraud calls. So you might get a phone call and your caller ID now might say fraud alert. And so the phone companies are trying to work with the FTC, trying to put these things in place to help the consumer. So there are apps that you can download through your cell phone provider to help. But the best thing to do is don't interact with them. Don't keep them on the phone wasting their time. You're not wasting their time. This is what they do for a living.
Brett, what is your office doing about this?
Well, what our office is doing is trying to advocate for legislation that tries to address some of this problem from a technological level. This is fundamentally a technological problem right now. The bad guys have the better of it. They can fake who they're calling from and make you think it's from someone different. We've had four people call us in the last 2 days thinking that they had just received a call from the Attorney General's office. And you know, it wasn't us. It was, but the spoofers had spoofed our phone number to make people think it was us. So we see this fundamentally as a technological issue with regards to what sort of legislation. As for advice, we tell people just don't even answer if a phone number shows up on your call, just don't answer it. If that person's name isn't in your contact list, then it's just a phone number. Just don't answer the call. Maybe that doesn't work well for everybody, and so everyone has to choose what maybe makes the best sense for them. But for example, the Brett DeLang family, if it's a number that shows up, I just don't answer the call. If it's important enough, they can leave a message because I have no the relationship is asymmetrical. I have no knowledge of actually who's behind that number on the other side, because that number more often than not is fake. So, it's an unfortunate world we live in. That's not the way it should be, but that's the reality that our citizens are dealing with every single day. That's, you know, all of us are. The Attorney General, you know, all of us, we're getting these sort of calls. So anyway, that's where the Brett DeLange family has ended up on this, for example.
And Brett DeLange is the Consumer Protection Division Chief at the State Attorney General's Office, and Rebecca Barris with the Better Business Bureau. Thank you very much. I'm scared and informed all at once.
Thank you.
Thank you for your interest and time.